porn.
Oh, okay.
Dark fae, stuff like that. My friend Bree said it was too tropey for her, which I understand.
Whatever, who cares?
But a young teen hunter, well, she's like 19 in the story, 19 or 20.
Okay.
Kills a fairy werewolf shapeshifter thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then his hunting partner comes from the border to get her. And, like, you're living with me now. Like, this is...
First words in this podcast is fairy porn.
Yeah. And he's just like, well, I can either kill your family or you're coming with me to live with me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm reading is... it's all werewolves, were people. And... you can marry someone that you choose, or you can have like a mate. And that's obviously what everybody holds out for, but some people choose their partner. So anyway, this chick, of course, they're like alphas and all important. Her husband finds his true mate. So her husband just brings home this random chick and is like, this is my true mate. And she's like, what the fuck? Because she's like smart and successful and beautiful and all of this perfect wife. Well, then the little bitchy true mate tries to like take over.
Yeah.
Kills her. Now, here's where it gets good.
Oh, my God. Tell me more.
She kills her. And then the main woman, main werewolf, she is reborn to the moment that she is introduced to this new, her husband's new mate. So she's living it all again.
Ooh, and like a Russian doll situation.
Yeah, so she's making like all these different like strategic life-changing moves. Like there was this ball that they had, and in the first time around she was mad, and the little true mate or whatever is like showing off and like the center of attention. So then when the ball came around again, she's main character is like, she dressed in a sexy dress, she ignored her husband and his true mate, and she's like, no, all this attention from men everywhere. So it's like good.
That's amazing.
And of course, like the king of the werewolves falls in love with her.
Yeah, obviously. Little side note. And of course, true love.
But blah, it like blah. Got me so hooked. And yeah, I was like paying to read it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not paying like $50 or however much it's going to add up to.
You just like bought the book.
I know.
Or is it just an online thing?
I didn't see if it was a digital copy, but when I looked it up on Amazon, it was like $20. I don't know if that was like a paper, like an actual book, or if it was.
Who knows?
But I found it on this other site for free, so it doesn't read as easily as the one that you pay for.
Yeah,
like the spacing and stuff is off, and it's kind of wonky. But anyway. I'm, like, hooked on this dumb shit, and I hate it because people... everyone I know reads these, like, I don't know, books that aren't werewolf porno.
Oh, okay.
So, here I am, like, oh, but you said that that book you're talking about, when I did the macrame thing with Running Group...
Yeah.
Like, half of the chicks at Running Group have read these.
Yes. It's like a whole series.
Do you have, like, the actual books, or do you have them?
I have the first book.
And you're reading it now?
I'm reading it now. I'll loan it to you.
Yes. When you're done, I'll check it
out. I'm reading, like, 10 books right now, as well as all of my
To school?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's awful. Don't ever do it.
So you should just loan me the book now, and I'll read it in a couple days and give it back to you?
I can do that, actually. I will do that instead.
Although, Greg, I think it was Christmas last year, my birthday, I don't know, bought me the three first, like, Dune books.
Ooh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I started reading one night, and I got like 20 pages in, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And I thought, I'll just read for a little bit and then go to bed.
And then it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's what was going to happen.
Yeah. Because I've done that before.
I had to like put it down. Today is not the time to start reading this.
Yeah.
And there was another one, another book. And it was like the tattooer of, I want to say Auschwitz, but that's probably not it. But it was about like the prison camp.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's heavy.
Tattooer. Somebody was reading it on the beach and I zoomed in.
Why didn't you just ask them?
Because I'm... I'm not going to talk to someone, but I am going to like candidly take a picture of the book
and try to zoom reading. In and then Google image search it.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
They had left. They were reading the book and held it up. And then the book was on their things and they were only like from me to you. They weren't like far away. See, that's creepier
than just like going up and being like, hey, what are you reading? It looks interesting.
The person wasn't there though. They got up and walked away, but the book was still there. So I took a picture of
You're fucking book. Creepy.
I'm not taking a picture of them reading it.
That's true.
That is creepy. I saw them reading it and I thought, wow, that book looks really interesting. And I'm not going to walk over in my swimsuit and be like, hey, what's that book about?
Why not?
I don't know.
I know. Okay.
That's creepier to me than waiting for them to leave so that I can just take a picture of their book.
Just walk over and play dumb and just be like, hey, I know this is super weird, but like, what book is that? I'm a big book person. I like books.
Yeah, I'm going to walk like up books. And be like, I like books.
Whatever. It's fine.
School's going okay?
Oh, it's just stressful. It's like, it's so much reading, and I have like a term paper due, and I have to design a recreation facility that's due next Friday.
I don't know why that just reminded me. It was Zoolander.
What is this? A place for ants? But yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So you're designing a school for ants?
A school for ants, yep.
Cool.
It's going to be real fun. Yeah. I don't know. Hockey's almost over, so that's good.
That'll be nice.
But for me.
Yeah.
I need to wake up, especially if I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Anyway, we should get going.
We should, because you have to go to the gym, and I, in the 20 minutes when you're like, oh, take your time, we're just now making dinner. Like, okay, I stripped my bed and started washing all my laundry.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to be up until like 1. Yuck. It was gross from the doggies. I took them to the beach yesterday because apparently it's beach weather in Marquette now.
I hate it.
It's weird.
It's so weird.
I thought I would love it. Like, oh, mild winter with, like, no snow. But it's just dirty and gross and everything's...
It's like a perpetual November and I hate it.
Oh, it's kind of like perpetual...
May.
Beginning of May. End of April when everything is mushy and gross and brown and...
I'm not a fan.
No, everything smells bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to the sky. I didn't know. I wanted to look up the actual plane that was used, but I didn't. In Blood Red Sky, it came out in 2021 on Netflix. It's 2 hours long. And yeah, it's the dubbed version.
Yes.
It's on Netflix.
Which you really didn't notice than the kid.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot with the little kid.
Yeah. It's directed by Peter Thorworth, and it's written by Peter Thorworth and Stephen Holtz. It stars Perry Baumeister as Nadia, Carl Anton Koch as Elias.
See, our pronunciation is Elias.
Yes.
But the way they pronounce it in the film is Elias.
Yes. Thank you. Alexander Scheer as 8-Ball, the fucking worst.
The worst. He's a piece of shit.
On the face of the planet. Dominic Purcell as Berg, like the main guy.
Who plays the same character in everything I've ever seen him in. Same character
in everything. He was in Prison Break and Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fareed is played by Kaya Seti, and he was in Dogs of Berlin.
Okay.
Now, I didn't write down who or what the other people have been in, just because it's a lot of German films and a lot of foreign films.
Yeah.
And I figured the people listening wouldn't know, and I don't want to butcher the names. So.
Well, and I know of at least two people that listen to our podcast that don't even watch horror movies.
Yeah.
They just listen because, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's fine. Fine with me.
Drummond, the main Scottish guy, like the head of the army, is played by, I wrote down Dougal McKenzie, but I can't remember. Graham something rather, but he's an Outlander. And okay. He plays Dougal, one of the hot old Scottish guys.
I mean, he in this, he's the hot old Scottish guy, too.
Yeah, he plays a mean Scottish dude.
So this is, like, getting ahead of everything. But the stockbroker?
Yeah.
Didn't he remind you of the Skarsgård daddy?
Yes.
Stellan? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it might have just been whoever did his voice, too.
I think so. Yeah.
He had that voice. But yeah. I had to look at him a couple times like, wait, what?
Is this?
Mm-hmm. Now, this was better than I thought it was going to be.
Have you seen this before?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I've seen it before.
I was not expecting it. Well, I was because I Googled it. Greg is in Florida right now, so he didn't get to watch it with me. But I'm gonna try to get him to watch it when he comes back. Pat came over and watched it, and Pat
surprisingly good.
Pat was like, "What's happening? What's this? What's that?" And I had like looked up the basic description of it, mm-hmm. so I knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah,
but he's like, "Is it zombies?" I'm like, "No, it's."
No.
It's clearly vampires.
It is clearly vampires.
Vampires.
Mm-hmm. And the burn in the sun vampires.
Yes. Okay. So it starts out, there's an Air Force base in Scotland and a plane is landing. Now.
Emergency landing.
Military everywhere. Like, someone's flying the plane that doesn't know how to fly the plane.
Yes.
So you're kind of like, okay, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
They pick up some of the radio transmission of like the walkie-talkies inside. There's a mention of explosives on board. They manage to let a young boy off of the plane.
Yeah.
Now, the man in the cockpit that they can see, is like, I'm not a terrorist, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're convinced he is a terrorist.
Yes.
Because the plane had been hijacked.
Yes.
Now, they take the boy, they take him to the police station. He's not talking to them.
Well, he's in the custody, like, at the airport. Like, they can see the plane from where they're at.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So, the police take him, but it's in the airport. It's a small airport. It's not, like, anything giant. Now, then it jumps immediately into backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the landing of the plane and them taking the boy into custody is what, probably in the last like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
15 minutes of the movie. So then it jumps back to the beginning. There's, how old do you think he is? 10?
Maybe. Yeah. Nine or 10.
He takes two giant suitcases, checks them in the airport. During the day.
Mm-hmm.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
Because he's hauling the stuff in and everyone's looking at him like, okay, where are your parents? Well, he got sent ahead to the airport to check the bags. At this point, he meets the one guy.
Fareed. Mm-hmm. I like him.
I do too.
Yeah.
He meets Fareed. Fareed helps him with the bags. Mm-hmm. And then, Mom shows up at the airport.
At night.
At night.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has a bag of prescription drugs. Yep. And she, I thought at first, and I think this is what Pat thought too, because he didn't know what was going on, that she had cancer.
Well, that's what it's.
Because it has her in the hotel room, like getting ready to meet her son at the airport, mm-hmm. and she's bald. Mm-hmm. So she's putting on a wig. She's very, very thin. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't look well.
She looks sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So then when she gets to the airport, she has syringes. She has a couple of bottles of like liquid. Mm-hmm. Says she has a prescription for it, whatever, when they go through security. I'm going to say Eli because that's just fine. Because they pronounce it two different ways. That's when he starts talking to Fareed about he has a basketball and he's like talking to him about like when the sun rises and sunsets. Mm-hmm. The kid knows quite a bit about it.
Yes.
Now, Fareed is a physicist, mm-hmm. and he's going to a convention in New York.
Yes.
So they're all meeting at the airport overseas. They're taking the transatlantic whatever mm-hmm. across. Now, lucky for mom, they will be in darkness the whole way.
Yes.
Because it's an overnight flight. Mm-hmm. Now, mom, I'm just going to say mom.
That's fine.
Because they never really say her name.
They do a couple times, but...
Like, they do a couple times, but...
Yeah.
She has flashbacks of playing in the snow during the day with a man. Mm-hmm. And she has a little baby. Now they have car trouble.
Yes.
So this is a flashback of a flashback, essentially.
Yeah.
On the plane, then, she's like... not doing so good. She like takes some of her prescriptions before she gets yep. on the plane, which you can tell she's drinking like a red liquid out of a solid colored plastic bottle.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now they're on the plane. You can tell she's stressed out and someone starts having like a meltdown.
Yeah.
Just like a passenger.
Uh-huh.
One of the flight attendants. So somebody starts freaking out and then one of the marshals stands up.
Yeah.
And the flight attendant, who's pretending to be a little like flamboyant gay.
Yeah.
He immediately kills the... Or no, before he kills the marshal... He asks where the other marshal is, and they kill her, too.
Yeah.
So he's in on it.
He's in on it, and, like, the stewardesses, like, had no idea.
No.
Nobody had any idea. So, like, they're trying to kind of, like, hold this guy down.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the guy, well, they call him 8-Ball. Just fucking yeah. stabs the guy to death, like a shit ton out of nowhere.
Well, the one guy also gets stabbed in the eyeball.
Yes.
Which,
yeah.
Because 8-Ball, who's pretending to be an attendant, mm-hmm. he has a comb and or a hairbrush, and he pulls the handle off the airbrush, and it's like a knife, and he's like stabbing the shit. He stabs the shit out of the sleeping... Marshall.
Yeah.
The living Marshall. And I feel like there's somebody else, too.
There's somebody else, too.
Now, the co-pilot is also in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole group of guys yeah. that are...
They drugged the other pilot.
Yes. So there's a whole group of guys, two of them working for the airline that are in on this hijacking.
Yeah.
And you don't really know the motive of it. I mean, no. they kind of talk about it a little bit.
Post 9/11 stuff, everybody was blaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they blame Fareed at one point. And they're trying to pin it on him. But you never really get the full sense of why they're doing it. Now, they move everyone to the back of the plane. There was also other people in on it because they, somebody wrote in, I don't know, laundry soap or whatever, like
good highlighter.
Yeah, good luck. And it's right over where they have to cut open to like reprogram the plane.
Yes.
So they like cut the carpet, pull it back. They plug in their laptop and their
yes,
whatever technology stuff. They turn the plane around. They start beating on Fareed because they want him. And there's
there are a couple other people that are going to this convention, air quotes, who
yeah,
used to be Islam or who follow Islam.
Yes.
Yes.
Middle Eastern.
Yes.
A couple of Middle Eastern men that are somehow, they don't know each other, but they're still going to the same conference. Odd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it comes out later, but.
Yeah.
So at this point, Eli books it.
Yes.
He runs. Well, then his mom, like, goes to chase after him to get him and, like, tell him to calm down. And 8-Ball shoots her.
Yes.
Right in the chest a couple times.
Yeah.
So she falls down and you're like,
well, fuck.
Yeah.
She's dead.
There's always
like a crazy one. Anytime there's like a hijacking.
There's always one that's going to go above and beyond.
Like a loose cannon, like Baby in Devil's Rejects. She was always kind of like.
You think Baby's the one that's the loose cannon?
Well, who do you think's the loose cannon?
Otis, I would say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a little more like, well, fuck you, dude.
Fuck you, fuck me. Yeah, that's true. But there's always one that just fucks everything up. And so one of the other guys comes over to him and is just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Carl.
Yeah.
Well, Carl grabs Eli.
Yeah.
And then that's when Berg takes over.
Yeah.
And then Berg's in charge. He's trying to get the passengers to settle down.
Yeah.
After, because they didn't plan on that.
On killing anybody.
Well. They did, but not like that.
Yeah.
They needed to keep it under control until they got what they wanted. Now, while Mom is lying there, you think dying.
Mm-hmm.
She has another flashback of the car broken down alongside the road in the wintertime. Her husband or boyfriend, whatever, he got out of the car and went to walk for help.
Yeah.
Told her to stay with the baby. Well, time passes. He doesn't come back. So she gets out of the car with the baby and follows
him.
What
do you
do? Now, she sees tracks in the snow, like going off the road.
Mm-hmm.
So she follows his footprints. Then there's an abandoned farmhouse, which she hears noise.
Something's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She sees blood in the farmhouse. A guy's chasing her at this point.
Yeah.
Scary guy. He's kind of acting like rabid. They reminded me a lot of, 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
Like they were infected.
Yeah.
She books it. Of course, she runs down into the basement, trips over her dead husband, which was pretty sad.
Yeah.
But she fights them off. All the while, she's holding her baby. She fights them off as the sun's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them gets cooked. But in the meantime, she's bit.
Yeah.
Now, you kind of think this is like end of life thing that she's just like remembering this moment.
Yeah.
No. She wakes up.
Not at all.
Not at all. She finds the hatch to, like, the cargo area because she can hear dogs barking down there.
Mm. The poor puppers, but it's okay.
It's okay because we weren't emotionally attached to them in the movie.
Like, not at
it
all.
Wasn't somebody's pet.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it was somebody's pet, but none of the main characters.
Yeah. I wrote down, this is a Kill Bill Bride moment.
Yes.
Where she's just rage intensifies.
She is insanely angry. Mm-hmm. So she drops down into the cargo area. There's some dogs. At this point, the white terrorists are pinning it on, I put in quotes, Muslims.
Yes.
So they were, they had...
the three guys.
What?
The three guys, yes, up at the front reading from a thing. And they asked if any of them knew how to speak, what language it was.
They said Egyptian.
But it's not.
And I'm like,
no.
Yeah.
But they ask him if anybody does know how to speak that language, and only really like Fareed knows how to speak it.
Yeah. So, but Fareed, he fakes him out at first because it's supposed to be like the terrorist like manifesto.
Yeah.
Like, this is why we're doing this, blah, blah, blah. So he's like reading that. And at the end, he says, I'm being forced to say this.
Yeah.
And
you think, oh, that's awesome.
And you think, yeah, he's going to get away with it. But then Berg shoots one of the guys, one of the three, right, the one sitting right next to Fareed. And he's like, okay, read it the right way.
Yeah.
So, like,
and he says it in that language, too.
Yes.
But he didn't want his voice on the recording.
It has to be one of the terrorists.
Yes.
It can't be him.
Do you think that this could happen? Or that, do you think it's ever been like blamed on like, yeah, that's a dumb question. Never mind.
Yeah. Do I think that there's going to be vampires on a plane? Maybe.
Worse than snakes on a plane.
Way worse.
Way worse.
It kind of reminded me of Train to Busan.
Yes. Oh, I want to do that one so bad, but...
Greg made a good point. He said if we choose to do that, we should just call them by the characters' names and not do an intro with directors. Yes. And just to save ourselves.
Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. So mom's down in the cargo area and she's eating a little dog. You don't see her. You hear a yelp and then
you know what's happening.
You see a puddle of blood. You don't see that dead dog though.
Mm-mm.
And there's two of the actual terrorists making a bomb in the cargo hold. Like, they have a suitcase and they're dumping like the contents of different shampoo bottles. Like, into a thing.
Yeah.
Now, one of them sees her slurping up blood off the floor.
Let's fucking rage! Let's go!
She loses her shit. Now, her fang, after she drank the blood, her fangs grow in. Mm-hmm. And before, this was kind of like a cool concept. I don't know. She had false teeth in.
Yeah.
And when she took the false teeth out, where her, like, canines would be did not exist.
Yeah.
But when she drinks the blood, her fangs come in.
Yep.
And she goes to take... So mom attacks them. Now, she goes to take her drugs, which, where she got the drugs, this would be a good sequel, like... A sequel or
because
prequel or
something.
Because she
was going essentially to be cured in New York.
That was the plan.
That was the plan. That there was a doctor there that could help her.
And she was on, like, anti-vampire drugs.
Yeah.
Whatever they were.
Mm-hmm.
It looked painful, though.
It looked
because...
extremely painful.
Mm-hmm. Now she goes to take her meds to, like, rein herself in. And she hears a guy on the radio. And then she also eats that guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, while she's down in the cargo hold eating all of the terrorists, or quite a few of them.
Yeah.
She overhears them talking about how they tell all the passengers that if they try to leave the area that they're sitting in, they'll be gassed. Now, the gas that they have set up is just bottles of hairspray.
Yeah.
Taped up and taped to the wall. And they're like, if you go through here...
Like, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
No. Now, she hears all this and knows that they're faking them out. Now, they all plan on just jumping off the plane and crashing
it. Which is fucking wild.
Yeah. So the terrorists take over the plane, trying to blame it on somebody else, and then they're going to bounce.
Maybe it's just to incite violence.
That could be.
Yeah.
Now, they see, or this is kind of before they come down there. There's a guy just laying there dead with his neck ripped out.
Yeah.
So she lets out a big dog.
Yeah.
To kind of like pin it on the dog.
It's a good idea.
It was a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because when they get down there, they see the guy and see the dog, and one of them shoots the dog.
Who's like wagging its tail? Like, oh, I know. Poor puppy.
He's like, hey, I'm not in my crate on the plane anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, at this point, all the people on the plane start arguing about like why they're doing this, what's happening.
Yeah.
Now, the kind of dick broker guy, he makes a good point. He said that after 9/11, the stock market crashed.
Yeah.
So he thinks that they're setting up this like fake, fake terrorist situation to drop the stock market, to tank the stock market so that they can buy up whatever. And then it goes back up again.
Yeah.
But everybody had their
Everybody has theories.
Yeah. Yeah. They're basically pinning it on Muslims.
Yeah.
Now, 8-Ball, the psycho, puts it together that the woman he shot is still alive.
Yes.
Because he is in the cargo hold. He doesn't see her anywhere, but he finds her like her thing of meds.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like,
okay, what is going on?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he knows that she's alive, and then they don't jump out of the plane.
Yeah.
Now, they, mom and Fareed and the son get into the cockpit.
Yes. And all of them, all of the passengers are like trying to stop her. Like, what are you doing? You're going to get us all killed. And she's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. She's like, I'm protecting my kid.
Yeah.
Now they want to turn the plane around.
Yeah.
So they start turning the plane around, whatever. Anyway, the terrorists find out that this is going on. So they do exactly what I predicted they were going to do. They start taking passengers. Yep. And
how many bullets do you think they had, though?
Yeah.
Not that many. Not 200.
No.
But it would just be luck of the draw that you wouldn't be the one that they picked.
True. Mm-hmm. I don't like those odds.
I don't like those odds either.
That's not a gamble I would want to take. No. But yeah, so they do a countdown, and the three of them are up there and shoot one passenger. Well, then they get like a little girl.
And 8-Ball gets the little girl. The other, yeah. The other terrorist.
And Berg is like, are you fucking kidding? Like, he looks at him like, you're...
Really?
What we're doing is bad enough. I don't want to shoot a little girl.
Yeah.
Like, even though
8-Ball's
they're crashing
insane.
The plane anyway. What's it matter? But...
Yeah.
Grabbing the little girl was not a good idea.
Not at all.
Because mom, once again, loses her shit.
Yeah.
She goes back and forth where you can tell, like, her...
She's struggling. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, do I save only my kid or do I save someone else's kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now...
what would you do?
What?
If you were Mama Vamp.
Probably what she did.
I would, too. 100%.
Try to kill them all?
Yeah.
Now, I think it's 8-Ball finds her purse with the sun schedule in it.
Yeah.
And the little containers of blood. Yeah. So then he knows that they're fighting a vampire.
Which, why would you just I don't know. I don't know if that's the first thing that I would think, but sure.
Now, oh, where am I at? Okay, so mom, once again, another flashback of raising her baby as a vampire, pulling out her fangs when they grow in. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
Yeah.
And going back to the farm to, like, get revenge on the people that turned her. Now, she, at this point, is not in the cockpit anymore.
No.
When the little girl gets grabbed, she swings the door open. They shut it and lock it behind her. And she goes ape crazy. Shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, 8-Ball flashes her with the UV flashlight. And manages to take some of her blood.
Ugh. It's awful. Mm-hmm. But why would you want to be this type of vampire? It would suck.
Because he's psycho.
Oh, yeah. He is psycho. Yeah. I would never want
to
be.
He would love to be that kind of vampire.
Ugh.
Which is, like, super strong, like, killing everybody. Like,
that's true.
So, okay. He takes some of her blood. It kind of looks like he's, like, 8-Ball's going to win the fight.
Yeah.
Eli, of course, out of the cockpit, he sees a gun on the floor under the seats because they had a couple guns that were the Marshals.
Yeah.
He grabs the gun and he's pointing it at him, and he does shoot at him.
Yeah.
Because 8-Ball's like, what the fuck are you going to do? You're a dumb kid, you know?
Yeah.
As they do. He shoots at him, but he manages to shoot out a window.
Yeah.
Now, you would think that would be the end of it because all the air gets sucked out of the plane, the end. But they get it below whatever altitude.
Yes.
It would still be freezing cold, though.
It would be so cold.
Yes. Now, mom gives Eli to Farid.
Yeah.
And is like, you watch him. Take care of my kid.
Yep. I'm going to go do mama vamp stuff.
Yes. Now, she finds 8-Ball and he's locked in a car in the cargo area.
He's such a dick.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that guy.
And he shoots up her blood.
Like a psycho.
Like a psycho. So Mama Vamp just starts beating the shit out of the windshield until she gets like a hole in it, but yeah. She can't get to him.
Yeah.
So she finds some booze, pours booze into the hole through the windshield while he's like turning, essentially.
Yeah.
And throws a match in there.
Yeah.
So you think.
Okay.
That's the end.
Death by fire.
But. No.
Oh, it's not the end.
Nope.
How terrible.
So they manage to get the... It, like, flashes that there's a fire in the cargo area.
Yeah.
They put the fire out. Fine. Meanwhile, there's, like, no air in this plane. Everyone's wearing masks. It's pretty chaotic.
It's fucking chaos. It is chaos.
So, mom, once again, great idea. All the terrorists come running down into the cargo hold to, like, see what's going on.
Yeah.
And see what the fire is. And she goes up top. She kind of sneaks around him. Goes back into the main area of the plane and stacks shit on top of the door to lock all the bad guys down with the vampire.
Yeah.
Which was smart at the time, but it didn't really work out
to her advantage. It didn't work out at all.
Yeah. Now, all the passengers... Okay, so first of all, burned up 8-Ball attacks and, like, bites up all his friends.
Yeah.
Eating some vampires. Of them. Yeah. So now
more vampires.
Now there's a bunch of vampires down there.
Oh, God.
The passengers are all blaming the mom because at this point she's... Yeah.
Yeah. She's full-on vamped out.
Yes. While all this shit's going on... Sorry.
You're totally fine. There's a lot of shit going on. It is chaos. Vampires all over the place.
Fareed gets bit
mm-hmm.
in the hand.
Does he get bit?
Yeah.
Fuck.
He got bit and Mom immediately cuts his hand off.
Oh, shit. Yes. I watched it today. I watched it today.
That's why when they land, he's got his arm yes. in like a okay. bandaged in got a it. Sling.
World War Z moment.
Yes. Ew. She jumps into action, cuts off his hand. Crazy.
My God.
Yeah. Eli is like totally with it, but I mean, I guess his mom's a vampire, so he's used to it.
That's, yeah.
He asks for heaviest people on the plane to yeah. sit on the door to keep the vampires from coming up. Now, while all this is going on, you know, like the window breaks, everyone's running around screaming. You have to know that other people have been bitten at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the main characters all manage to get back to the cockpit safely
mm-hmm.
with one of the terrorists that was the co-pilot. And he's flying the plane back to Europe.
Yeah.
Eli's looking for his mom's medication because mm-hmm. she's losing it. It's the meds are broken.
Yeah.
Broken up. The stockbroker guy, one of the carts had like crushed him up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Like one of the, and there's a doctor on the plane. So yeah. the doctor helped Fareed and is helping this guy who's squished.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll get you something for the pain. And,
but like,
and he's like, I'll give you $1 million. And she's just looking at him
like, no money could. Of course, I would save you if I could. Like,
yeah, I would save you for free. I'm a doctor. But he's like, I'll give you whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Well, for some stupid ass reason, he's like, what? I'm going to go down and become a vampire?
Yeah, because he asked 8-Ball to change him.
Yeah. 8-Ball is going to eat him. That's a stupid thing. So he goes, he somehow manages, there's like all these, oh, he takes the elevator down.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that there was.
Is there an elevator on planes?
I mean, there might be to get like meals and stuff up. Like they might have a separate area.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been on like a plane that big.
Right.
So maybe. Now, he took another way down there and whatever. The doctor and one of the army guy, who's mm-hmm. like the military, just a passenger.
Yeah.
They go down there too. Now, this is when the entire plane gets infected.
It is chaos.
Total chaos.
Vampire zombie chaos.
Yes. So there is a bomb on the plane.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, oh, this person had the detonator and they're dead. And you have to go through all of the vampires to get to it. Well, Eli manages to crawl through the like wiring compartments to get to the remote. This part was super stressful because he has a UV flashlight
mm-hmm.
and that's how he's defending himself.
Yeah.
He's just a little kid. However,
he's used to vampire chaos.
I guess he manages. It's very stressful because he drops the flashlight at one point.
Oh,
he
has
to run for it. It's crazy. But he manages to get the detonator.
Yeah.
Which is key. A key
it
point.
It is key.
He gets the detonator because the new plan is to get Eli off of the plane and then blow it up.
Yeah.
One way or another. This is sort of a Glenn under the dumpster moment.
We all have those moments. I told you about the student worker, didn't I?
Yes.
So
that's what made me think of it.
When I was, well, in my current job, I work with a lot of college students who have never witnessed The Walking Dead when it actually happened.
No, Walking Dead started like 12. A lot of the people you work with were like 8 years old. Yes. When...
So she is watching through The Walking Dead and she gets to the Glenn dumpster part.
Ugh.
And she's just like, I don't know how you waited like 3 or 4 weeks to watch this like in real time. Mm-hmm. And then she got to the Negan and Glenn scene and she was like, I don't know how you waited an entire summer not knowing who died. And I was like, that's how life was.
Months.
It was wild. And she's like, I couldn't have done that.
You couldn't just find a show that you liked and watch it and all in binge a weekend. It. You had to watch it as it came out. Every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, me, Greg,
Walking Dead time,
Leanne, and Eric would get together and watch Walking Dead.
Yeah.
We had no other plans. That's what we did. And then when Eric moved, Pat took over the spot.
Yeah.
On the couch. So he would come and we'd make dinner and we'd watch Walking Dead.
Yep.
Pat's thing was you have to shut up when the show's on.
Yes.
Because he's chatty, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you can come. And I remember that being like a strict rule, like Greg being like, okay, Pat's invited, but he has to shut up when the show's
yes.
on.
Yes. Yep. But yeah, she was just like baffled. And I love talking to her about Glenn underneath the dumpster and all of the stuff. It was great.
It's a wild ride because I forget about that.
Yeah.
You know, I watched every episode when it aired.
It was all of those memes with like people looking in the dumpster going like, Glenn, you there?
Yep. So fun. This movie situation like that, boy climbs under the under a car
mm-hmm.
and Eli climbs under the car and all the vampires are trying to get him.
Yeah.
Well, mom is like, okay, it's on.
Fuck right off.
So her and I spelled his name wrong a couple times. Fareed. I spelled it wrong and I crossed it out and wrote it. And then it's like, so now it's not sticking to my brain. Anyway, they ask the terrorist co-pilot, like, how hard is it to fly a plane? And he's like, oh, it's easy. Blah, 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 blah. Tells them how to fly the fucking plane. And then Fareed looks at her and just like nods his head like, yep. And she turns and eats him.
Yeah.
Well, now she's like full of human blood again.
Mm-hmm.
And rampages again to get to her kid. she's just back and forth.
Yeah.
She goes after Eli. Her and 8-Ball have like a big dramatic fight.
Mm-hmm.
While all this is going on, Eli opens the cargo door.
Yes.
Which is where the terrorists were going to like skydive out of to escape, parachute out of.
Yeah.
Because the sun's coming up.
The sun is coming up, my friends.
So Fareed's watching this from the cockpit and like on the cameras.
Yeah.
And he turns the plane so that the sun shines in the door and gets
8-Ball.
8-Ball.
Mm-hmm. Cooks him. Perfect.
Now, mom is like not doing very well. So Eli gives her some of his own blood.
Yeah.
To like revive her because she did get the shit beat out of her.
Yeah.
They have this kind of like sad back and forth because at this point, mom is.
She's gone.
Gone.
Mm hmm.
And she's pushing him into the doorway so that he can be protected in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah. So they do like a sad back and forth. And then it jumps to Eli sitting quietly in the airport, but still surrounded by police because he's defending Fareed the whole time.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, he's a terrorist. And
yeah,
like, Eli's like, no.
And Eli's like, there's monsters on the plane.
He's in shock. The kid's in shock.
Yeah. You have to get him out of there.
Yeah.
Because mom like left Eli to Fareed. You have to get him out before the sun goes down. Nope. Well, they do get him out of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's different, too, because Eli doesn't have this teddy bear when he gets on the plane, but he's carrying around a teddy bear.
Yes, he does.
So, you know, like, I knew right away, like, something was up with that. Like, why does he...
Yeah.
This, like, kid was raised by a vampire. Like he probably doesn't need a
He doesn't need a little teddy bear.
They get him up, they get Fareed off the plane, and they're obviously arresting him.
Yeah.
Like, they get him off because he goes through, like, a different door. Anyway, they, like, throw gas in there. They get him out. It was still, like, just barely daylight.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the whole cargo area of the plane is, like...
fucking vampire city.
Crawling with vampires, fighting, killing each other, drinking the people that...
yeah.
Didn't
it's
turn.
A shit show.
Yeah, it reminded me of another movie with vampires like that.
Daybreakers?
Yeah, where they're like super feral.
Yeah.
I want to know how they cuffed Fareed when he only had one hand.
Who knows?
But, yeah. So they get him. They arrest him. They start to take Eli to the hospital because they're like, okay, he's in shock. He doesn't need to be around this, whatever. Well, Eli gets out of the ambulance. He's freaking out, and the medic goes to, like, give him a tranquilizer. And Eli turns, and the medic stabs himself with it.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, hops out of the back of the ambulance. This little kid. It's crazy. He goes screaming, running to the airport.
Yeah.
Back to the airport. He needs to find Fareed, obviously.
Yeah.
He goes running towards the plane. Fareed's in a cart getting, like, wheeled off of, like, the runway. Well, of course, the army guys all go in there.
Oh, my God.
As soon as it gets dark.
Of course they do.
Because it was like a standoff situation.
It was, yeah.
They knew there was a bomb on the plane. They didn't know what to do. So once they got Fareed out, they're like, okay.
Should be good.
Should be fine. Cause this, whatever. So they, all these military guys, you know, throw smoke bombs into the plane, gas, they go running in and immediately get ripped apart and eaten.
Yes.
All of them. And it's all, they all have cameras on.
So
it's like footage of this disaster.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, being in the building and just seeing all the shit happen?
Just being like,
what the fuck?
That would be so crazy.
It would be terrifying.
Now, Eli's running up to the plane. He see his mom on the ground eating someone.
Yeah.
And she's...
she's gone.
Gone.
She's she gone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's full-blown vampire. It was so sad because she fought it so hard to, like, protect her son.
I know.
And, yep. Now, he pulls apart the teddy bear, and inside is the remote for the bomb.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom goes the plane.
Blows up the plane. Now, what was weird to me is that, so, Elias is okay. Even though he's, like, fairly close to the plane, he gets knocked down with the explosion, but he's okay. It's like a plane crash wreckage. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is burning on fire. They let Fareed go. But there's, like, no... they just, they're, like, uncuff him.
Yeah, there's, like, no, there's no, like, oh, maybe we should at least question him, maybe? And the kid, maybe a little bit more? Like, there's none of this. It's just like, oh, okay, well, not it.
Well, I imagine there'd be some type of questioning, but the way they made it seem, it was like, you're free to go. We're not going to ask you how you got your hand cut off.
Could or... they? Do you think this, the Scottish government was just like, oh, a plane went down. Like, these things happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
To cover it up, for sure.
Yeah.
They're not going to say, oh, a plane full of vampires crashed.
That's true.
No. And they're not going to say it was terrorists.
No.
I would imagine they would say that a plane crashed.
Yeah.
And everyone on it died then.
Yeah. It would make for a good sequel, though.
Mm-hmm. The two survivors.
Yeah. Ooh.
Eli and Fareed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I liked it a lot. It was pretty gory.
It was pretty gory. Yeah.
I'd say a 3.
I would, too.
On gore, scariness... 2. It was more of an action
film. It was more of an action film. Yeah, for sure, too. Yeah, I really liked it. It was like my second or third time watching it.
Okay.
And I like it a lot.
Fareed got bit.
Fareed got bit? What the fuck? Maybe I just like turn away every time that happens.
They were fighting trying to close the door.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
And his hand got bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I hope. Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would totally recommend this.
Me too.
100%. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I hope everybody has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.